Hello and welcome to a SearchOracle.com podcast. I'm News Director Mark Montecchio. With me today is Michelle Malcher. She is the president of the Independent Oracle Users Group, and she's going to talk to us today a little bit about Oracle Database 12c. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
So let's jump right into the questions. What kind of uptake of Oracle Database 12c has the IOUG been seeing recently?
Well, I've seen it different companies being very receptive of Oracle Database 12c. There's a lot of people who are very excited about the new features and preparing for upgrades.
And what about in your own organization? I'm just kind of curious. Are you guys looking at it, considering it, definitely going to upgrade?
Yes, there are some new features that we definitely want to get implemented and use. And we are also planning upgrades for 12C for security reasons, as well as for some database new features for development that we're able to use. And we were lucky enough to be part of the beta. So we've been planning a few things ahead of time to start looking of where else, what other new features we can use.
So let me ask you this. You know, most of the press around 12C has been around the multi-tenant feature. What kind of features that maybe people haven't heard about or haven't been talked about much are you really interested in?
Well, besides the multi-tenant, there's a lot of other little things that are now in the database. You know, there's always improvements in different areas that you can start to take advantage of. There's an execution plan, so when things start running better or faster, you get adaptive execution plans with 12C database. You also have a lot of security new features that you can start to implement with key management and the advanced security options for privilege analysis and for redaction. And then you also have things when if you're using already real application clusters, you have other ways to implement that using flex clusters, even with the automatic storage management piece. With ASM, you can use a flex cluster now where you don't have to have ASM instances on all the nodes in your cluster. So there's quite a few new things out there that you can definitely take advantage of.
Okay, interesting. And typically speaking, how long is that upgrade cycle? I'm kind of curious, you know, being president of the IOUG, what do you see in terms of how long it takes people to upgrade to the new version? You know, 12C went GA last year. Usually, I mean, I know on the application side, it's like 5 years before you really get majority of people moving over there. Is that kind of similar to how it is with the database?
Well, it's definitely not 5 years.
Okay.
There is a big, huge uptick when you get that first patch set out, and then you'll see a lot of people start to upgrade. A lot of people will wait for release 2 of the version to come out before they upgrade. But each cycle that we've seen, you know, even from going from 10G to 11G, there's been less and less time that things are actually happening. Also, with the 12C database, we've seen a lot of people get excited about the new features and use that to implement some new projects and applications that they've been working on. So instead of doing an upgrade, they've just been able to go directly to 12C in certain areas to be able to start off there. And so they already have these 12C databases in their companies. It also depends a lot on the size of the company and the different things that you have going to plan that upgrade. But with the upgrade path that's available, it's easier and easier to upgrade and to start taking advantage of those new features.
So when it comes to companies starting to do that upgrade, what do you think some of the major challenges for organizations are, you know, both business and technical?
Right. So some of the challenges are just really getting some testing and time in place to actually do the regular cycle. Some of the challenges that you have with upgrades is planning and testing and finding actually the downtime to be able to do the upgrade. That maintenance window or whatever gets harder and harder to find with the 24/7 environment, but with the upgrade pass that you have available, you actually have a smaller window that you need to actually perform the upgrade. The other thing is with the testing and the new features, when you're going from 11G to 12C, you have the option of just keeping the instance the same and then implementing some of those new features afterwards, which allows you to first get to the new version and then be able to plan some of the new features in a smaller window or be able to implement some of those for different applications that you have.
Well, that's kind of an interesting segue into my last question, which is which you kind of answered. But you know, once organizations upgrade to 12C, what comes next? I mean, are they just done there, or what kind of maintenance or ongoing management can they do once they upgrade?
Right, and some of that even comes with, you know, what are people talking about with 12C? They're talking about pluggable databases and database consolidation. So that might be the number one reason why they're using that and going forward with the 12C upgrade. But there's so many other things out there for the new features. You know, even in recovery, you have table level recovery with RMAN. You have policy managed databases. You have more easy ways to implement database as a service, plus some of the different PL SQL and regular SQL enhancements that are out there that you can start looking at using and start integrating those into applications as well as your database maintenance that you have. So there might be normally one reason why you're doing an upgrade, but once you're there and you've got that upgrade, now you can start looking at implementing some of those other new features that are out there and available.
Great. Well, Michelle, thanks again for talking to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.